Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome to Radio Wasteland, the best of paranormal radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Allward, and this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, you got any news for us this evening?
I certainly do. Mysterious tracks in the snow spotted last week in Medical Lake, Washington, have been attributed to Bigfoot by at least one resident, local news reports. The tracks measure 23 inches across with a 35-inch stride. Medical Lake resident Steve Meacham, who uploaded photos of the tracks to Facebook, says he's seen similar tracks growing up in Northern California. Skeptics have blamed the tracks not on mysterious primeval hominids, but on snowshoers. Or maybe moose. In the category of a public figure has been replaced with a body double, internet conspiracy theorists are now convinced that Trump has been appearing with a Melania Trump lookalike, after photo surfaced of President Trump with the First Lady in Palm Beach, Florida, and later in Alabama. As evidence, these theorists cite her looking kind of different than usual in a couple of shots. I don't know. This one seems pretty out there. But it hasn't stopped the hashtag fake Melania from trending on Twitter. Hopefully, most of these tweets are just an elaborate joke. Singular Fortean, a paranormal site that has been tracking eyewitness reports of Mothman in Chicago, among other phenomena, a site which I personally have been following occasionally for the last 2 years, has received reports from an eyewitness who claimed he saw, quote, a shadowy figure shape-shifting in 1993 near the location of the present-day Mothman sightings. I'm going to read the whole quote because it's fantastic. It reads, "The following sounds crazy, but I promise it happened exactly as described. My wonder is if anyone has ever reported something similar. Years ago, a friend, myself, and my colleague were sitting in my driveway around 11 p.m. just BSing on a summer night. Suddenly, my dog began to go crazy and begged to go inside. Then, across the street, there was a quick flash of bright light and a shadowy man stepped out of the light. The man turned to look at us, and as he/it did, it went down on all fours and went from a shadowy man to a big, black, shadowy, cat-like creature. There was another flash of light, and it was gone. During the event, neither of us spoke, but afterwards I looked at him and said, 'Do you want to go inside?' He said yes, and so we did. Inside, we took turns describing this event to each other, and both of us saw the exact same thing. Years later, I ran into this friend again, and he still remembers every detail exactly the same. It was clear as day, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I know we saw something. I'm wondering if anyone knows what it was." Credible? You decide. Personally, I have decided that I believe this account wholeheartedly and without any reservation whatsoever. Finally, no UFOs were spotted this week, proving yet again that the Illuminati is absolutely ruthless in its elimination of witnesses. Remember, if you see something, say nothing, and lock your doors. Back to you, Chauncey.
Good advice, Kara. Good advice. You know, having no UFO sightings, you know,
that's honestly kind of unusual.
That's terrifying in itself, you know, in this day and age.
What are they doing?
Yeah. Have they given up on us? You know, because a lot of people are coming from the angle that, you know, the UFOs are good guys.
Right. They're trying to, like, uplift us or whatever.
Maybe they finally said this is a lost cause.
Right.
You know. I got to say, the shadowy figure morphing thing, you know. Mothman always makes me think of a couple of things. And
sure.
One of the things is, they're always movies, the two things that it makes me think of. One is Phantoms. You ever seen that Dean Koontz movie?
Who do you think they're dealing with here?
I don't know.
I haven't seen Phantoms. I haven't seen any of these movies.
For somebody who doesn't leave the house very often, you sure don't see a lot of movies.
I mostly just sit in a room with blank white walls and just stare into the middle distance until I need to go come to this radio station.
I don't believe you. I think you're like that show. Jared and I were watching last night. What is that? The
Guild.
The Guild. I think you're the Guild.
I don't know what the Guild is.
You haven't
is.
Seen the Guild? It's like about a bunch of World of Warcraft players who have to get together in real life, and it's very, very awkward.
MMOs still involve interacting.
That's what she said in
online.
The show. That's what she said. She's just all, well, I'm talking to him online, and I can hear him. It's good enough for blind people.
Yes. That's why I'm saying I don't do it. It's still interacting.
I see. That's too much for you.
Yeah, I'm too social for that kind of thing.
Okay, well, in Phantoms, it's like a Morphe shifty thing. But the other thing, and I'm guessing you haven't seen it, is a movie called Mimic.
Yeah, no.
Okay, Mimic is like about these...
Mimics?
About insects that have basically grown to the size of humans and have evolved... That when their wings are pulled in, they kind of look like a human, maybe in an overcoat standing there.
Oh, that's awesome.
But then when their wings open up, it's a giant cockroach that's going to eat your brain.
That's not that awesome, actually.
Well,
I mean, horrifying.
It is. But the first one was directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds like him. It does.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, not the eating your brains thing. Well, kind of.
Well, I'm embellishing with the brain part. They just want to eat you.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Might be the brain. Maybe they start there. Maybe that's dessert.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, unless you're doing a handstand, seems like they would.
Yeah. And these Trump lookalikes, I mean, the Melania lookalikes, these lookalikes in general, I find to be a little bit weird. But I have to say that Melania is a woman who has based her career around looking good.
Sure.
And she's very fashionable, and I'm not trying to put anything on her, but it's possible maybe she's a little vain. And it's possible, just possible, maybe she had a little work done.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But a few weeks ago, people were saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg had been, well, like a month ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had been replaced by a lookalike.
Well, is Ruth Bader looking exceptionally hot here lately?
I don't think she had any work done. Yeah, well,
she might have.
Okay, she did, but it was like on her lungs or whatever it
right,
was. That
yeah.
was it was on her guts.
Yeah, but to me, it is a, you know, there is this sort of tide of these sort of conspiracy followers of Trump that seem to be sort of starting to weasel their way into him not being the good guy that they've been thinking he was. So I'm interested to see what's going on there because, you know, you're starting to see a slight shift in that. I listen to a lot of conservative talk radio, and you really are starting to see a bit of a shift in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think his approval rating is still hovering around. About,
oh, it's good.
About
it is
where
good.
It's been.
Yeah, it is. It is good. And if you are not a Trump fan, it's a lot better than you think it is.
Yeah.
Because my wife is just all, oh yeah, he's doing terrible. I'm all, he is not doing terrible. You know.
Yeah.
He is a competitor for the next.
I mean, it's not like historically good, but yeah, I think.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
But he's a
better than even chance, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Bigfoot prints, snowshoers. Yeah. I was thinking maybe Shaquille O'Neal. That was a big foot.
Yeah. I saw the picture, and what jumps out at me more is the distance between the feet. So it's either Bigfoot or a man with snowshoes, like, doing a triple jump.
Oh, really? Oh, that's terrifying.
Like,
that's terrifying.
So,
in its own right.
A large person, or, you know, it's a hoax.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Or one of those, like, hipsters on stilts.
Oh, God.
You know, a stilt hipster. Anybody
with snowshoes.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Stilt hipster with snowshoes.
Yeah.
That's much scarier than Bigfoot, I'll be honest.
And also much more likely, you know.
Yeah, you're
the
right.
The truth is much more terrifying.
Lock your doors.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so tonight we have our guest, Jamie Mauricio, and we're going to be talking about him, his book, and the X-Filers Convention. It's happening in Rhode Island. I'm really kind of excited about this because when you talk about these conventions, man, there's so many people there. There's so much stuff going on and stuff that I wish I was a part of, but I don't get to be a part of, but I do get to hear about it tonight. So you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Somebody somewhere is fighting.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, what did you hear?
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome to Radio Wasteland and our guests, Jamie and Valerie. We're talking about the X-Filers Convention in Rhode Island. Jamie, Valerie, we got you both there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, sounds good. So I guess in the interest of, you know, all the phone calls and stuff that's happening here, I'll direct questions at both of you. So I will start with the X-Filers Convention and let's go with Valerie. Valerie, what's your role in the X-Filers Convention?
Well, I'm actually the one who started it. It was I started with the idea, and it's been about a 2-year process. It's been long. So slowly over time, I had this idea. I got the hotel, which is the Crown Plaza in Warwick, Rhode Island, a lovely place. And then I started getting some speakers, presenters like Dana and Greg Newkirk and Gary McKinstry and Thomas Reed. And then I got kind of quiet. And then in December, Jamie emailed me and we got together. And since that time, everything has been really coming together. We got 18, almost 20 presenters for the show. It's going to be the last weekend in April 26th, 27th, and 28th. And we're full. And we're actually might have a surprise guest later this week that we're going to make an announcement with. We're hoping anyway. So it was my brainchild, and it's because I've been interested in paranormal since I was a little girl. And I've been a fan of the X-Files TV program for 25 years. So, and I wanted a place where we could get together and talk about the themes of the show and network and meet people in the different fields of cryptozoology and UFOs and the paranormal. A place where people can meet and share ideas and to learn and to educate each other. And so that's where it started about 2 years ago.
So did it start out as kind of a fan convention initially, and it sort of grew into a paranormal convention, or was paranormal always a part of the plan?
It's organized, but it was always going to be about paranormal and so on and so forth.
I see.
To discuss all things X-Files, because X-Files really, it had everything. It had the paranormal, it had the psychics, it had the UFO, it had cryptozoology, it had just about all the different types of topics that would come under this umbrella, and they did it well, I believe. Some people like different types of shows.
Yeah.
And so that's where it came together. Yeah, it was always going to be about paranormal and so forth, but it is fan-led.
Well, you got to have an offshoot convention called the Kolchak the Night Stalkers. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh, I love that show. Well, that was one of, again, when
yeah.
I grew up. I mean, that was one of my shows.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
There's so many different avenues we can have. I would love to have just a mini convention on that alone. I'm sure I could get people on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that show was just great, and it covered everything as well.
Thank God someone recognizes your references.
Yeah. Kara here, she's a millennial, so she doesn't catch
yeah, 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 I know, yeah. Well, you know,
I'm just happy for you, Chauncey.
Coming up, we are getting some people. I mean, some of the younger generation are getting to know the X-Files and these different topics, and I think that's exciting. They'll keep it going, but we need more exposure.
Yeah, I agree. So, Jamie, what's your role with the convention here?
Hey, yeah, thanks for having us on. It's great to be here, first of all. And my role, as Valia mentioned, I'm a researcher of this genre of topics, and so I had Googled, you know, conventions in the area, and this popped up, and so I had Val's email as the organizer, so I emailed her in December and said, hey, do you need some help? And she said, sure. And so I've been helping her in different areas of the convention coordination. Most notably, probably I helped with the website, helped reach out to various contacts that I've come across over the years of research who've agreed to present. So we've added a few presenters when I met Val, and then found out about you all by reaching out to actually Stephen Bassett. He provided me a list of contacts and shows, and so I think I sent an email out to several shows, and we were happy to hear you contacted us to have us on. So just really helping to promote the show, website, and you know, reaching out to contacts to gain support and spread the word.
Yeah, well, we're happy to do it. You know, Kara and I, we sit here, a regular conversation is that we don't go do enough, even though we love this stuff, and then we hear about people who do it, and we're just all, man, why don't we do these things? You know, I think maybe being so far in Northern California, I think we just hear too late.
Yeah, we live vicariously through our guests, is what we're saying.
Yeah, that's true. And Jamie, from my internet stalking of you, I can tell that we are somewhat kindred spirits because we live professional lives by day, but paranormal lives by night.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, the convention. You know, what can one so with my kids. My kids are have been obsessed with cosplay over the years in anime, and so I actually go to the only convention I've ever been to is the SAC Anime Cosplay Convention, and we go like twice a year, and it's huge. It is absolutely huge. And, you know, so I'm just kind of wondering what one can expect, because when I go to these things, it's a whole lot of crazy outfits. Like, the streets are just packed with, like, people helping their friend in their 8-foot-tall Bowser costume and stuff, which, I mean, is really cool. But, you know, what can we really expect from this convention?
Well, I'm not seeing this as a cosplay anime.
No, of course you're not.
We're not going to discourage people. I'm not going to discourage people from dressing up, of course, but that's not the focus of the convention. So I don't believe it's going to be a big part of the convention. Most people will be wearing, I would think, regular clothing. It's not being advertised as a cosplay convention.
Right, right. So it's something more down the lines of the symposiums and stuff that you'll see online, where it's basically guest speakers and they're talking about their areas of expertise and such.
Exactly. I mean, at one point I was thinking of maybe having a Mulder and Scully competition where people would dress up as Scully and Mulder, because some people like to do that.
Yeah.
But they might do that some year. But this year, no. It's just going to be mostly some guest speakers, lectures, talks, panels, documentaries being shown. It's not a cosplay convention.
Right. Well, one thing that when I was young, I worked at a movie theater, and for all of our midnight movies, we charged half price to anybody in costume because we figured it was good advertisement when they were standing on the side of the street out front of the theater.
That's really a good idea for the future, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it's the equivalent of, you know, a guy with a sign and a monkey suit, you know, trying to advertise tax advice or something, you know. Okay, so we're not too far from break here, but I'd like to maybe run down, you know, why don't you tell me briefly who... Do you guys have, like, a headliner for this?
The first two guests that I was able to get are Dana and Greg Newkirk. They're the curators of the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal. They are one of the headliners. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Thomas Reed, who is an experiencer. He and his family, in 1969 in Sheffield, Massachusetts, had an encounter with a UFO, and it has been documented as having been a true event from the state of Massachusetts and from other agencies, that it is a true event. And I believe they're coming up on their 50-year anniversary. So those are the two headliners that I had at the beginning. We have so many wonderful people. We have Paul Eno. I think Jamie can talk more about Paul and Alexander and the quality and the depth that we have with speakers. Jamie, you want to talk about a few of them?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. We've got Paul Eno. He has his own show called Behind the Paranormal for many years now. He's been researching the paranormal and helping people with paranormal activity for many years now. He worked with Ed and Lorraine Warren, most notably. He's appeared on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, so he's been on Travel Discover History Channel, so he's been around quite a while, and it's always fascinating to hear him speak. I think he'll give a great talk on some of his experiences. And then also, other great speakers, you mentioned Alexander Petikoff, who is a filmmaker and researcher. He's done some short films on the cryptozoology field. Speaking of filmmakers, we also have Aaron Cajou, who did a documentary called The Bridgewater Triangle, which is, I think, on Netflix or maybe Amazon Prime, one of those two. Great film about an area in Bridgewater, Massachusetts, a triangle area where there's been noted paranormal and UFO sightings, and cryptids spotted. So, as Valerie mentioned, some awesome speakers. I'm really thrilled to be part of this event, help Valerie organize it, because I'm just excited to meet a lot of these folks and hear them speak and present. So it's going to be an awesome time, and it's going to be really great for all the folks that attend.
Well, absolutely awesome, and it sounds like a lot of fun. I need to get myself a plane ticket. We're coming up on break here. You're listening to Jamie and Valerie. We're talking about the X-Filers United Convention. Come on back.
We want you to come. We want you to hear. We want you to dance. Dance all night long. But when the music starts, don't stagger like a fool and break it off.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland, right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guests Jamie and Valerie. We're talking about the X-Filers Convention, but, you know, Jamie, I wanted to ask you a few things here first. You are an author and also presenting at this, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your book and the history behind your writing in your book, because there's a real interesting story on there, and when I followed up on you on Amazon, also interesting, and I'm sure there's more to tell. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Chauncey, for the question. My book, Beyond 2012, Watch Where You're Going, is the title. It's available on Amazon. And it came to me in 2008, and I say it came to me because I was very much a mainstream type person, really was never knew much about the topics mentioned on the genre other than what I've seen in TV shows, and kind of was raised, you know, lower middle class, taught to work hard, get a good job, get a good education, climb the corporate ladder, you know, barbecues and ball games on the weekend, life's tough, and then you die. And that was kind of my trajectory. I was an engineer.
Sounds like hell, I have to admit.
So I was an engineer, and I actually acquired my MBA and moved from engineering to finance, so I was very math and science type guy, you know, very logical type thinking. And one day I just woke up with this idea, this story, the book in my head, and it's really a science fiction book that has a spirituality component and really begs the reader to really ask themselves, like, what's important in life? What happens after you die? Where are we going? What's the purpose? Why are we here? Introspective, begs the reader to look inside. And so this whole idea of the book was in my head, and I ignored it for months, for about 3 months, and told my wife about it. I mentioned it to her, and it was just strange, and I ignored it. And then one day in August, something happened. It's in the foreword of the book, but basically I was attending church service, and it was a full church, and the priest looked at me, and he was talking about spirituality, and said, for whatever reason, God wants you to write your book about spirituality. I had no idea. I had told no one. And then a voice behind me said these words that said, if you don't write this book, your light will not shine. It was those exact words, and I spun around, and there was a guy sitting in the pew behind me, looked at me and shrugged his shoulders like he hadn't said a word. And so, you know, something just zapped me that day, and I started writing what was in my head and put it on paper. And from there, I basically went down a rabbit hole. I started doing research around some of the topics covered in this story that was in my head that I started putting down in the book. And, you know, it led me down a rabbit hole to study consciousness and ufology and, you know, quantum physics and the paranormal, and really, you know, deep dive into all these different near-death experiences. And so since 2008, I've been on this journey of researching, and it's led me to have some of my own experiences, which have been fascinating and really opened my world up. And so that's kind of the story there, and you can elaborate more if you like, but that's in a nutshell.
Well, you know, maybe you can give us a rundown on what the book is about without giving anything away, though.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks. It's about the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland going awry, and it's beyond 2012, so it plays into the fact that, you know, back before 2012, everyone thought the world might, some people thought the world might end, for that matter. And it's really about this Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland where they're trying to find the Higgs boson. It goes awry, creates a black hole on the Earth, or it's about to breach and create a black hole. And so this is announced to people, and people think the world's about to end. And these four lifelong friends, one is a Catholic, one is a Buddhist, one's a Muslim, and one's an atheist, they're lifelong friends. They get together, and they discuss, you know, which religion's right. Does religion matter? What's it all about? You know, what's going to happen after the world ends? And one of the main characters in the book basically goes on this journey where he comes out and he survives. The world is saved, and we live on, but we've evolved. The main characters evolved to be able to realize we're more connected than we thought. And many other people, like the main character, have had a similar experience. We've evolved to we're more telepathic as a human civilization, and we're basically more connected, and we are more have more empathy, and really realize it's not about ego; it's more about love, and kind of, you know, we've made the leap. And we've survived, and we haven't destroyed the planet, basically. And that's kind of the premise of the book.
That sounds interesting. I hope you don't mind comparisons, because part of it that sort of piqued my interest was seems to maybe have a little Childhood's End component in there.
The Childhood's End, you said?
Yeah, Arthur C. Clarke.
Oh, okay. I've never read that one, but yes, I've heard that it's comparable, but I haven't read it, actually, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, just the part where, you know, humanity makes it over the hump and is able to sort of evolve a little bit better because they made over sort of a pinnacle hump. I don't want to give anything away with that book either, if you haven't read it, because it's a great read. But
everyone dies in the end, of course.
No, they don't. Can't give it all away.
Yeah.
But
or am I lying?
Right. So, you know, with your spirituality and your writing, you know, do they come into conflict? Because a lot of the times, because you were saying that you were going to church prior, I assume you still go to church now. Do you find that your spiritual belief and your following of the paranormal come into conflict?
You know, I don't. I would actually consider myself more spiritual than I ever have been. You know, I was raised Catholic, and what I realized, you know, with religion and spirituality, they're very different, where, you know, religion imposes a lot of ego, a lot of dogma that's just, you know, contradictory to, I think, what the key message is. And so I find myself more spiritual, and so when I attend service, I do attend church, when I attend services, I tend to focus on, you know, the spiritual message and less of the, when the ego comes across, I kind of just kind of dismiss those certain things. But so for me, it's not a contradiction. It actually enhanced my spirituality. And the reason I've gotten to ufology too is I think there's a key component there between a lot of experiences have where you read about how they come out much more, you know, spiritually attuned or spiritually aware after their experiences. And so that's kind of, you know, one aspect I find fascinating about the ufology field. And for me, you know, one of my experiences was that I was not an abductee, but you know, I had experience up in Mount Adams in Washington State, where you know, it was a very spiritual type experience. From there, I just find that you know, when you read spiritual texts, I get much more out of it now, and just interactions in general.
I see. What about you, Valerie? Was there any experience, or was it just a... See, for me, it was really a love of the genre that got me here. I loved the genre. I loved horror films and science fiction, and it led me to think, like, I wonder if there's any fact to any of these. So I never really had an experience. But did you have an experience that really sort of brought you further into this?
Like you, it was... I was interested for many, many, many years in religion and history and self-taught in a lot of ways. The only experience I ever had was... I was in my early 30s, and I had what we call a cosmic consciousness. It was during a holotropic breath work, and it's very hard to explain if you've never had the experience, but it's where pretty much your soul leaves your body, and you have communion with your higher power or universe or whatever. And for me, it was, I just felt like every cell of my being was infinite throughout the universe, and I was breathing with the universe. And I felt safe and loved, and it's an experience you never, ever forget. And there's been books written about it. I haven't had one since. Most people never get it again, but it's something that stays with you for the rest of your life. That's the only experience I've had that you could call kind of like paranormal or out of the ordinary. But I've always been interested in the mainstream topics. I'm very open-minded to it, and so that was about it. I've never been abducted. I want them to be. Please take me away. But no, that's never happened to me. I've never seen Bigfoot. I really want to find the Loch Ness Monster. I want to find Nessie.
That's funny.
I would really be interested in finding Nessie.
That's my wife's favorite as well.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to find one, I might go to Scotland one summer and say, I'm going to go look for him or her or it.
Right, yeah. In my wife's case, it might be the vacation it would come along with. Is definitely where she's interested. All right, we're coming up on break here. You're listening to Jamie and Valerie. We're talking about the X-Files United Convention, and you are listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back. You're ready, coming, going. You're coming, so I don't know what I'm going. Yeah, you're ready, coming, going. You're coming, so I'm guessing what night. Yeah, you're ready, coming, going. You're coming, so I don't know what I'm going now. Oh, yeah, you're ready, coming, going. You're coming, so I'm guessing what night. You're ready, coming, you're ready, coming, you're ready.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460.
You gotta have fear in your heart.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're talking to Jamie and Valerie, and we're talking about the X-Filers United Convention. You know, as I'm going through your website here during the break, you know, I'd already read about it because I'm already jealous. But I got to say, I'm extra jealous of Tim Weisberg because I want to be a convention MC. You know, what's up with our MC for the convention?
Well, I think he reached out after Jamie. You reached out to him first, right? Did he reach out to us and ask us to be MC?
Yeah, I reached out to Matt Moniz, who works on his show, Spooky South Coast, who I met at one of the conventions, and then he connected Tim and I, and so I reached out to Tim, and Tim had us on his show, Spooky South Coast, which was awesome. And we got talking, and he said, "Hey, I'd love to be part of this thing." He's over in Massachusetts, which is, you know, right over the border from Rhode Island here. And so we got in touch, and I put him in touch with Valerie. And next thing you know, he's going to be our MC for the whole weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And his resume is fantastic, and he's MC'd other events. And we're thrilled to have him, and he has his own stories he could tell, so it's going to be fantastic to have Tim there and have him as MC for the event.
Yeah, totally. Interesting. I'm just quizzing you a bit about on some of these things that are coming up at the event. Greg and Dana Newkirk, of course, we talked about them briefly. The Traveling Museum of the Paranormal Occult. Man, this thing looks absolutely...
Yeah, they're a unique museum. They have this big tent. And what's unique about it is you can actually go up to the items and talk and touch them and look at them and talk to Dana and Greg about the background of them. It's not like do not touch kind of the museum, which I thought was really unique.
Oh,
and they have some favorites. There's a African statue named Billy, who has gotten friends and followers. They leave him money and tobacco and little things, trinkets. He has whole background story. But and when I went to see them at a convention, I was really drawn to the set of tarot cards that they said that this lady gave them to them because. The owner, the previous owner, she had got him at like a Yale yard sale or something. The spirit of that lady was still there, and she couldn't use them. So I thought that was very interesting. So they're very approachable, Dana and Newkirk, and they have this whole new thing about Hellier documentary that is taking the paranormal world by the storm, I believe. They're just wonderful people who are actually on the Queen Mary right now. They're doing a cruise, and they're having some paranormal experiences on the cruise, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that is awesome. I talked about my wife briefly earlier. I'm all into this stuff, but my wife, she can't watch horror films. She's like all about like true crime because she finds like the delivery relaxing, so she'll like listen to true crime shows while playing Candy Crush or something. I don't know. She's like a...
It's interesting. It's like everyone has their own kind of level or perception. It's like when I went to this convention, it was on the paranormal and UFOs and all that stuff. And it was in, I believe, in August in Michigan, Michigan Paranormal Convention, the big one. And, you know, there was people who did the paranormal investigation and ghost hunting and all that stuff. They couldn't believe in UFOs. And there was people who were abductees. They couldn't believe in ghosts. And, you know, so everyone has their own, like, level or comfort level to believe in certain things. Even if you are someone who believes in one of those, again, out of mainstream topics.
Right.
Kind of interesting.
All right, so I'm kind of curious about this convention situation and people who might want to go. You know, what is the staying situation like? So you're having it at a hotel, and the hotel maybe hooked you up with deals for rooms so people can come and stay.
Yeah, we have a block of rooms that are reserved. The rate is $139 a night, which is for the whole Crown Hotel very reasonable. It's in Warford Island. It's 3 minutes from our airport, from the state of Rhode Island, only has one airport. It's called TFG Green Airport. It's 3 miles away, so it's literally 5 to 10 minutes away, depending on traffic. It's not like you have to drive another hour away.
Right.
It's right there. It's right in the backyard. The rooms are beautiful. There's plenty of parking. The parking lot is huge, so you have no worry about parking. It's in a nice area. So the rooms that we have are block rooms reserved. If they should be sold out, there's our other hotels in the area, so there'll be no problem with that.
The hotel, the Crown Plaza Hotel, is also on the website, x-filersunited.com, so you can go to the website, check out the hotel. There's a link there. It'll bring you right to the hotel website, so you can book your room as well. So that's all on the website as well. I just wanted to let folks know.
Yeah, and so Warwick, Rhode Island, you know, is this a – you said traffic. I hope this isn't insulting, but, I mean, I'm from the other side of the country. I have no idea what to expect in Warwick, Rhode Island, but I was not expecting traffic.
Well, no, I'm just saying that if you come in on Friday afternoon, there's traffic everywhere in the United States.
Yeah,
on Friday
good point.
That's all.
There's even traffic here in Reading.
I just meant it's not good. You're not going to be stuck in traffic for like 15 hours. Right. It's just like normal going home 5 to 7, you know, traffic thing like everyone has in the United States. That's
well, the way I picture this is sort of somewhat rural and wooded, and that's sort of part of the majesty of it to me, of how awesome it must be. Is that what the area is like?
No, it's more urban than that.
It is. Okay.
We're not like in downtown Providence, but we're not that rural either. We're like suburb kind of area kind of thing.
You could be in the woods not too far away, or you could hit the ocean pretty. We're really close to the ocean too, so either ocean or if you wanted to do some hiking or see the woods, they're not too far away.
Man, it sounds like a vacation. I got to talk to my wife about this sort of thing. I love this sort of thing, and I just never get to go do it. I've really appreciated having you guys on the show here. We're right here at the end. Maybe I can give you just one more chance to plug where people can find out more about this.
Well, our website is x-filersunited.com. The pre-registration has been moved up through, I believe, March 20th, so you can still get the discounted tickets for $60 for the whole weekend instead of $75 that will happen later this month. So that is still going on. The tickets are on Eventbrite, and if you go to our website, there's a button that says tickets, and it'll take you right to Eventbrite.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
You want to say something, Jamie?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was it. I was going to add, if you want to attend just 2 days, we sell three-day tickets. Tickets for 2 days, which are $45, and 1 day, if you want to just attend 1 day for $30. So tickets for all 3 days are available, and I just want to say thank you for having us on as well, Tonti and Carol. It's been a pleasure, and for those who are listening, coming out, we'd love to have you. It's going to be an awesome event.
Sounds great. All right. Thank you. You've been listening to Jamie and Valerie here talking about X-Filers United Convention. And if you want to visit them online, that's x-filersunited.com. Thanks for checking out Radio Wasteland.
Matters all, beg, call. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.